you back. Of course, I was talking about the dishonesty of the news media, the recklessness of the news media, the willingness of the news media to go along with whatever they're told from the government. We talked about it at the beginning of this hour. And NBC News at one time was a proud organization that worked hard to get the truth and dig deep to get answers. But a long time ago, that was traded in for a card to the Democrat dance. They've been playing along to that tune for years. But now, they're reaping what they have sowed. And Joe Biden, who they didn't vet and didn't challenge and cheerleaded all the way to the White House, is delivering an American disaster for everyone in the blue team. And they're finally figuring it out. Listen.
He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander-in-chief, or perhaps most damaging, as easygoing and likable. In fact, just 5% of adults say Mr. Biden has performed better than expected as president. One of the many lowests, firsts, and fewests in our poll.
And NBC isn't alone. Chuck Todd there, by the way. One of the most guilty, culpable parties of cheering on Joe Biden, lying about Donald Trump, pushing the false Russian narrative, cheerleading the January 6th commission, which is no commission at all. It's a show trial. It's a third world show trial at best. And Chuck Todd, he has blame in it himself, lots of blame. Meanwhile, CBS, the place where Walter Cronkite sat for years and was called the most trusted man in America. Walter Cronkite was a Democrat. Everybody knows that. People knew it. But he was not blatantly in the tank. And he sure as the hell was not a socialist. I wonder what he would think of this now. Well, his network is also at least finally getting the message. Listen.
During the course of the pandemic, we've been listening to Americans through Zoom to get their thoughts on COVID, the economy, and how the government is handling it all. On Friday, we checked back in with six of them.
Who feels like we are in a better place now than we were a year ago? Show of hands. No one believes we're in a better spot now.
Nobody believes. Nobody believes we're in a better spot. Many of those folks were Biden voters, by the way. There's a whole television screen full of people and nobody raises their hands. Not one. Oh, but CBS couldn't give up that easily. No. They tried over and over again to paint a rosy picture of the economy. But those in the focus group from all over the country, they weren't buying what the left-wing media was trying to sell. Here's another taste. Listen.
Can I see a show of hands? Do any of you feel like the economy has gotten better in the past year? All of you are saying no, even though the jobs picture is brighter, even though the direction of the economy and recovery is happening. Are you all concerned about rising prices and inflation?
I go to the grocery store now. I'm paying double the amount that I was paying, even a few months ago. Everything's gone up. My granddaughter loves bacon, by the way, and I can barely afford bacon.
Mildred, African-American voter from Georgia, voted for Joe Biden in 2020, regrets it today. So did the rest of them. Regrets it today? How could you not? The media has failed you. Let's head over to MSNBC, the stepchild of NBC Network. A Joe Biden voter from Pennsylvania, he's had enough. Starts with how much he's paying to heat his home. But it's also Afghanistan. And don't forget how angry people in this country still are about that incredible failure and fiasco. Listen.
For my house heating oil, doubled from last year. Went from $400 and some to almost $1,000.
Wow.
And that's probably going to be once a month until March or April. I'm a vet. And what happened in Afghanistan bothers me to no end. And I just think the whole economy is a mess. And I have to blame that on Joe.
Also a Biden voter. So what do the Democrats do? they work extra hard to scare the daylights out of you. They have got to whip you into a frenzy. There's got to be fear. There has got to be hyperventilating. So here, I want to go to bite 10 here, because this is a supercut of the Democrats hyperventilating that if Republicans win ever, ever, it's the end of America. If Republicans ever win, it's the end of America. It's the end of democracy. The world comes to an end if Republicans win anything, ever, anywhere, anytime. Listen.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American democracy.
I think we're one election away from the end of American democracy.
If they take over in 2022, that is the end of democracy, and we're going to have authoritarianism.
I hope that we can flip this and save democracy. If we can't, I gotta believe that fascism will take over in America, and that will be the death of democracy.
The potential death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy as we know it.
This protest now is not simply about the death of George Floyd. It's about the death of American democracy, decency, and humanity.
I'm sad to say that it also can lead to the diminishment of democracy. If not its death.
It almost feels like we are witnessing the death of democracy here.
The death of democracy line stood out to me, Jonathan, because I think that's just factually correct.
Kind of the end of democracy, at least the end of our democracy.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House could spell the end of democracy in America.
You have to wonder. I mean, there are plenty of medications out there to deal with mental illness, plenty of opportunities, and Lord knows they've taken advantage of that. I told folks listening to this program back when Trump was president, I talked to a number of mental health professionals who all said the same thing. They had piles of Democrat patients who were in complete depression on all sorts of drugs because Donald Trump was president, hyperventilating all the time. Oh, good Lord. We'll wrap this hour out after this. Don't go anywhere.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.